Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, taking a look at the various kinyonim of Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya and the ways that they acquire themselves or their freedom, picking up on the Mishnah, which is on Daf Yodalad Amud Bet, the second Mishnah in Perak Aleph. Uvishtar, how do we know that an Eved Ivri is Nikna Mishtar Manalan? Amar Ula Amar Kra Imachereti Kachlo. That the Amma Ivriya is compared to a regular wife. If the man takes another wife with the Amma Ivriya, he can't cut out her regular rights. Hekisha katuv la'acheret. So she's compared. Ma'acheret mekanya b'shtar, just like a regular wife is nikne b'shtar, as we already demonstrated. Hafam Ivriya mekanya b'shtar. Good. So hanech lamanda marshtar Amma Ivriya don kotvo. We see that there's a machloka between Ravuna Rav Chista as to who writes the shtar Amma Ivriya. If the master writes it, then it's a parallel with a husband writing a shtar kiddushin. Lamandamar avkotvo, but according to the mandamar that says the father writes it, which is Rav Chista, my ikalamemar, how will he explain the inference from shtar? Because after all, these two shtarot are not at all alike. The idmar shtar amay vir mi kotvo, Ravuna amar adon kotvo, Rav Chista amar avkotvo. So there's the machloket. So hanechal Ravuna, Ravuna is in the clear. Alav Rav Chista, my ikalamemar, according to Rav Chista, how do we know that an eved ivri, via amay vriya, is nikna bishtar? So, Achabar Yaakov Amar Kra Lo Titzei Ketzei Tavadim. In the context of Amma Ivriya, it says that she does not leave like Avadim leave. What's the implication? Aval Nikne Dike Kinyan Avadim. But she is acquired like Avadim. Avadim meaning Avadim Knanim. And we know when Eved Knanim is Nikne Bishtar, as we'll see on Chav Bet. Umayniu Shtar. Aveim Aval Nikne Dike Kinyan Avadim. Umayniu Chazaka. Maybe it means she can be Nikne like an Eved Knanim is with Chazaka, where he takes the master's clothes to the bathhouse or ties his shoes or something like that. So regarding Eved Knani, it says you bequeath them to your sons. Otam b'chazaka, these avadim are handed over b'chazaka, v'lo acher b'chazaka, but not another one, meaning a Jew, is not nikna b'chazaka. Ve'ema otam b'shtar v'lo acher b'shtar, so flip it. Maybe the exclusion is that only Eved Knani is nikna b'shtar and not a Jew. The answer is no, that we see that she is nikna kinyan avadim. In other words, we have a tension here between one pasuk, hinachaltem otam, excluding Eved Ivri from being purchased in the same way that an Eved Knani is, and lo tetzeketzei tavadim, implication of all nikna kinyan avadim, saying Eved Ivri is purchased the same way that an Eved Knani is. So which is it? Umar ra'ita, so why do you decide to exclude chazaka and include shtar? The answer is mistabra. Shtar v'le rebuy shekin motziya b'vayt Yisrael. Shtar should be included because shtar has a context in which it affects a kinyan within Jews, which is a get. Chazaka also works because a Jew can go and acquire the property of a ger who died and left no heirs via chazaka. The answer is be'ishut mi'ala ashkachan. This is an argument we've seen several times already, that within the context of ishut, of marital law, there is no chazaka. Chazaka never plays a role, and therefore it's not going to play a role within Eved, because remember, Eved is inferred via Amma Ivriya, who is a quasi-marital relationship. Now that's one answer. The other possibility is that imacheret yikachlo, even according to Rav Chista, who says that the shtar is not written by the right party here, as it were, the parallel party, nonetheless, it's there to make it close enough and say that just as a regular woman is niknet b'shtar, shtar is the one we should prefer. Certainly an isha eina niknet b'chazaka. Now, Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who was in the clear before, now, hi, lo tetzei ketzei tavadim medarishpe. What's he going to do with the pasuk lo tetzei ketzei tavadim that we needed to help Rav Chista get to shtar yes chazaka not? So the answer is, hum ba'ele sheini yotza b'reisha or sheivarim kevet. Remember, an Eved Knani, if his master knocks off one of his limbs, knocks out his eye or breaks his tooth, or breaks off his tooth, whatever, he goes free. But an Eved Ivri doesn't. So lo tetzei ketzei tavadim means they do not leave like an Eved does. An Eved Knani leaves with Rosh Evarim, an Eved Ivri doesn't. Rav Chista, where is he going to learn that from? Him ken lichtov kra lo tetzei ka avadim. She should not leave like avadim. My ketzei ta avadim. Why should say she should not leave like the exiting of avadim? Shma menatarti, Rav Chista will say that teaches two things. One, that she is nikne kekinyan avadim, which is shtar. And the second one is that she does not go out for Rosh Evarim. Okay, the next three are very quick. An Eved Ivri is Kohen HaTatzmo Mishanim. He goes free with years. Tichtiv Shesh Shanim Yavod. Opening passage of Eved Ivri says he works for 6 years and the seventh year he goes free. And he lives by Yovel. Tichtiv Ashnat Tevei Yavodimach. He only works until Yovel. And Begiron Kesef. That's the prorated buyout. Amr Chizki Ad Amr Kra V'Hofdei. As we've seen several times, that an Am Ivriya is redeemed. What's that? Malamein Shemagarea Pidyona V'Yotza. That she diminishes how much it would cost to buy her out, that's prorated, and she can leave if she can pay that out. Now, Tana v'kona tatzma v'kesef v'shava kesef uvishtar. We have a Tana that says that an Eved Ivri, and also an Am Ivriya, can go out with kesef or shava kesef, or with a shtar. Now, bishlama kesef t'chtiv mikesef mikrato, this we already saw in Parshat Bahar, it says that if the Eved Ivri is able to pay back from the money with which he was bought, so you see that he can pay money and get out. Shava kesef nami, this is yashiv gu'ulato. Amar Rachman v'avot shava kesef kekesef. This we also saw, yashiv gu'ulato, he can return his redemption, meaning whatever he can use to redeem himself, whether it's money or shava kesef, that's fine. Alahar shtar haichidami, what's the shtar? What shtar is he handing him? If he writes a shtar and says, I owe you the $3,000 left, so hainu kesef, that's basically kesef. Ela shichur, it must be a shtar shichur that the master writes to him. So shtar lamalei, what do we need a shtar for? Lamalei ma'ape trei zil. Let him say in front of two witnesses, let the master say in front of two witnesses, go, you're free. Inam ma'ape bedina zil, or let him get in front of a beitin and say, I'm freeing my slave. Why does he need a shtar? So amarava zotomer, Eved Ivri gufo konui. That proves to you that the Eved Ivri really is owned, physically owned, by the master. If the Rav is mochel and says, look, the rest of the money you owe me, the rest of the years you owe me, I'm mochel, that doesn't work. The only way for the Rav to really free him is to write a shtar saying you're free. So mochel it is not good enough because that's just abdicating a right that you have. This is more than a right. This is ownership. All right, the next piece of the Mishnah, Yetera Lava Ma'ivriya. The Mishnah said that an Am Ivriya has one more exit strategy, exit method, which is simonim. Rish Lakish makes a very interesting suggestion. Am Ivriya konat atzmav mitata av mirshut adon. An Am Ivriya whose father dies should go free from her master. Mikal v'chomer. Here's his kal v'chomer. Uma simanin shein motzin mirshut av, motzin mirshut adon. Simanim do not take her out of her father's domain. She's a nar at that point. The father still has control over her. But they are motzi mishut adon. If she's an Am Ivriya, she goes free at that moment. Mitash motzi mishut av. So the death of the father, that certainly takes her out of the domain of the father because he's not around. And odin shemotzi mishut adon certainly should take her out of the reshut adon. In other words, it's easier to get out of the master's domain than out of her father's domain. So that which takes her out of the father's domain should certainly take her out of the master's domain. That's mitata av. Now, is that really true? Meitavir Rav Hoshaya. Yitera lav Am Ivriya shekonat atzma b'simanim. We have our Mishnah saying that an Am Ivriya has one leg up over the Eved Ivri, she goes free b'simanim. V'imita nitna nam mitata av, but if you're right, Rish Lakish, it should have also said she has two ways out over the Eved Ivri, which is simanim and mitata av. So the answer is Tana v'shiyar. The answer is the Tana was not giving an exhaustive list. Now, the methodology of this is always to say that the Tana left several items or a class of items off his list, never one item. And therefore the next question always is my shear to high shear. What else was left off that this was left off? If he leaves one thing off, it means it's not there. If he leaves a whole class of things off, then okay, he left that class off for whatever reason. It doesn't mean that it's not true, it just wasn't on the list. So what else was left off that would explain this as being a shear? The answer is shear mitata adon. The Mishnah also left off the death of the master. As imishumitata don love shiruhu, that's nothing. The kevan deika nami beish loktani. It didn't list things that are also true about an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, if the master dies, he goes free. Same thing with the Am Ivriya. So v'ala nini, so why not mention it? Why not mention it for both of them? So tana devashesh lo kitzvuktani. The tana only wanted to list things that have a set amount. 6 years, yovel, we know when that's coming, the amount of money. The Russian no kitzva loktani. The guy could drop dead any moment, or not. Simonim deilim kitzva loktani. But the Mishnah does mention simonim, and simonim are not on any calendar and don't have a set time. So I'm sorry, in them kids filamala. You're right, they don't have an upper limit. Well, the ishlam kids filamata. They have a lower limit, meaning a point before which the simanim are not meaningful. Tetanya ben teisha shanim shevishtei sarot is a sugya nida, but if you have a boy who's 9 years old who already brings sarot, shuma. We said it's like a mole or something. It's not really simanim. Let's say though that those hairs stay with them all the way through till he's 12. Shuma. Tanakama says it's still shuma. It's still nothing. That's already a siman. Everybody will agree that if that's still with him at 13, then it's a siman. But you see that there's a lower limit that everybody agrees, below which these are not called simanim. So therefore, simanim belong in our Mishnah because they have some sort of a time framework. Mitata Adon, Mitata Av doesn't have a time framework. So Meiti Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet now challenges Rish Lakish. So now we've defended Rish Lakish against one challenge, which is why isn't Mitata Av mentioned in our Mishnah? All right, our Mishnah doesn't list things that are subject to absolutely arbitrary and random timing. So Meiti Rav Sheshet, Rav Shimon Omer. Here we have a second challenge. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is a sugya that we're going to see at the end of today's piece. Dalad manikim lahem. There are four types that get ha'anaka, which is the gifts given to an eved, eved ivri, when he leaves. It's a sugya. It's a sugya in Parshat Re. Gimel be'ish for gimel be'isha. Three circumstances under which an eved ivri leaves. Three circumstances under which an ama ivriya leaves. But neither gender has all four. Why? Levishain simanim be'ish. After all, an ish having simanim doesn't get him free. And ve'ein ritzia be'isha, a woman cannot have ritzia, and therefore the liberation that comes for yovel, for a nirtza, doesn't apply to a woman. So therefore, who are the three? The three are an eved or amevria going free after six, an eved or amevria going free at yovel, and an eved going free at Yovel of Ritzia, and on the same side, and I'm Ivriya going free with Simanim. V'mi'ita, but if you're right, Rish Lakish, that the woman goes out at Mitata Av, Nininam Mitata Av, then the girl should have four ways out. V'chitei ma'achinami Tana V'shir, you're going to argue again that it's Tana V'shir, v'ha'abak Tani, there's an enumeration. So there's four ways. So we can't say Tana V'shir. V'chitei ma'atana devar shish l'kitzvak Tani, devar shen l'kitzvak l'oktani, if you're going to tell me again that the four ways are just four ways where the timing is known, Simonim deinam kitzvah uktani, simonim don't have a set time, and they're mentioned. Chitei ma'achinam Rav Safra, if you want to use Rav Safra's statement to back you up and say, yeah, but they have a lower limit, we already saw that. Vayika mitat adon that we all agree frees him, and isn't mentioned. Deinam kitzvah uktani, the adon could die any day, or never, and within this context. So the answer is mitat adon nami loktani, didn't mention that either. V'ala arba ma'iniyo, so what then are the four? So we thought that the Mitat Adon was mentioned. The answer is no, that's not. What are the four that we mentioned? Shanim, Yovel, that applies to both of them. Yovel Shiritzi only applies to the man. V'yam Ivriya b'simanim, those are the third of the woman. Hachanam Mistabra, and that's the way we should interpret it, Diktani Seifa, because the end of it says, Iyataya Cholomar Arba Be'achad Mehem, you cannot apply four to either one of them. In other words, no individual could be accessible to all four. L'fisha'ein Simanim Be'ech, V'ein Ritzia Be'isha. That's what we cut out. V'mi'ita Be'isha Mi'am Mishkacha L'Arba, if it was true that Mitata Adon was on the list, then the woman does have four. Yoshanim, Yovel, Simanim, and Mitata Adon. So Shmamina, that Breita is not including, that statement of Reb Shimon is not including Mitata Adon, and therefore we're not dealing with anything that is subject to random timing, only things that are subject to at least some sort of time framework, and even Simanim have that time framework. So Rish Lakish is still alive. Not for long. Meiti Rav Amram, Ve'ilu Manikim Lahem. Now we have an explicit list of those people who get the gifts. Hayotzei b'shanim, somebody leaves because of 6 years, v'yovel, mitata adon, v'amayivriya b'simanim. Now mitata adon is mentioned. Mitata av is not mentioned. V'imita ninam mitata av, chitei matana v'shier, and you're going to tell me again this one is left off. Ha'elu k'tani, it says elu is an exhaustive list. Chitei matavashish l'kitzva k'tani v'she'en l'kitzva l'oktani, and you're going to tell me again that it's only things that are set in time. V'ha'simanim de'enam kitzva uktani. Again, you're going to use Rav Safra to say, well, Simonim do have a time framework. Ha'ika mitata don. You have mitata don. So Tiyuvta to Rish Lakish, Tiyuvta. The answer is we have disproven Rish Lakish. Mitata Adon is here, Mitata Av is not here, Rish Lakish has been disproven. The girl does not go out if her father dies. She stays until either 6 years, Yovel, or Simanim. Or, of course, the death of the master. Now, we're not done with Rish Lakish. If Rish Lakish Kal V'Chomer Amar, he had a Kal V'Chomer. So the answer is Kal V'Chomer Priche. The Kal V'Chomer itself is not so solid. It's breakable. You could answer a challenge as follows. Mala simanim shnishtane aguf. Simanim cannot be compared to mitata av. Simanim, her own body changed. Of course she goes free. She's a different person. So mitata av shkenonishtane aguf. The fact that her father dies, we're sorry for her, but in the meantime, it hasn't changed who she is physically. There's no reason she should go free. Here she is enslaved in somebody's house. Something happens in her own house. Why should that change her status? Okay, now we're not actually out of the woods with Rish Lakish, but we're almost. Tani chada anak evad ivrili atzmo. Vanak amevriela atzma. We have one opinion that says that the ha'anaka, the gifts given to evad ivri, he keeps. And the gifts given to amevriya, she keeps. Tani idach, another brighter says, anak amevriya umetziata liaviha. Her hanaka and anything she finds, even after she goes free, goes to her father. Ein l'rabba elaschar batola bilvad. The only thing that the master can claim, if she finds something while she's in Amayvriya, she finds something, that stuff belongs to her father. The only thing the master can claim back is the amount of time that she spent on that mitzvah and on returning it is time that she should have spent working for, so that's time that she owes him. Now, my love, denafkal simon b'ha denafkal mitata av. Isn't the difference between Ama Ivriya, the Hanaka going to her, or the Hanaka going to her father, isn't the difference between that, if she went out Mitata Av, obviously she keeps it. If she went out Basimanim, her father keeps it, so we see she goes out Mitata Av. No, it's very simple. We're talking about, in any case, when she went out Basimanim, or Bishanim, or Biyovel, Veloka, Shahadi Itelav, Hadalaitelav. If father's alive, he gets the stuff. If he's not alive, she keeps the stuff. All right. Now, tangentially, we say, I understand why you had to tell me that she keeps her own ha'anaka. To tell him it doesn't go to the brothers. You bequeath the Eved Kanani to your children. You bequeath Eved Kanani to your children. But you do not bequeath your daughters to your sons. In other words, the sons do not get the rights given to the daughters, to their sisters. So therefore, if the girl was an Amayvriya, when she leaves, she keeps her own gifts. They don't go to the brothers. He cannot bequeath the rights coming to his daughter, even though he would get him as a father, to his son. So I understand why the Braita had to say that Hanaka of an Amayvriya goes to her. But to tell me that the Hanaka goes to the Eved Ivri, that's obvious. Elaman, who else should it go to? He's a free man. Rav Yosef Yud Karat Kachazina Hacha. So Rav Yosef claims that really that statement in there was extra. He says like a little yod became a whole city. Yod Karat, like a tiny little thing became a whole city. He made too much of the Mishnah. But Abai has an answer. Abai Mar Hachi Amar Sheshet Hamani Tutaihi. This is a response to Tutai. Tan Tutai Omer, whoever this Tutai is. Lo v'lo l'bal chovo. Hanek taniklo. You have to give Hanukkah to him, means to him and not to his creditor. If the Eved Ivri had a debt, when you give the gift, they go to him. He's got to settle up with his creditor separately, but you, the master, cannot give those debts to his creditor. And that's why it means Anak Eved Ivri the Atzmo means it goes to him and not to his creditor. Okay, now let's go back to the issue of Hanukkah, which in the next year we'll deal with much more fully. Gufa, elu manikim lahem, hayotzi b'shanim, uv'yov mitata adon, v'amevriya b'simanim. Aval boreach, if somebody runs away and dumps the job and flees, and then his years are up and he comes back for a thing, you don't have to give him. V'yotze b'garon kesef, where somebody does the prorated buyout, ein manikim lo. Tanakama says you don't give Hanaka to them. Because the Torah says, v'chita shalchenu, when you send him away, you have to give him gifts. The guy who's buying his own way out is sending himself away. Her mayor distinguishes. Boreach ein manikim lo. Guy flees, you don't pay him. The Yotzei Begon Kesef manikim lo. But if he buys his way out, then you are sending him away, and you do give it to him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we already saw this, arba manikim lahem. Shlosha b'ish, shlosha b'isha. Yatayah cholam arba b'echad mihen. We already saw this. Shimon b'ish, v'tzeh b'isha. Now that's the brayta. Minahani mili. How do we know that Ha'anaka goes to all sorts of avadim that go free? Because remember, the context of the Torah, take a look at the pasuk, is that when you, a Jew is sold to you, he works for you for 6 years, he leaves in the seventh, and when he leaves, he cannot leave empty, you have to give him stuff, which means it should only be somebody who leaves after Sheish. I might think that Ha'anaka only goes to somebody who leaves after 6 years, but not any of the other methods of getting out. Minayin the rabot yotze bi yovel mitata don v'amevir v'simanim. How do I know all the other ones who leave get hanaka? Tamad lomar teshalchenu v'chit teshalchenu lo teshalchenu veikam v'chit teshalchenu veimach lo teshalchenu veikam. Right, hanek taniklo. It says it twice, as if to say any form of sending away. Chol shenimar beboreach v'yotze bigron kesef tamad lomar v'chit teshalchenu chovshei meimach. I might think to include any of it that goes free, even if he ran away. Therefore, it says, when you send him away from you with nothing, meaning that everything's done, mishishi luchom meimach, only somebody that you're sending, yatsa boreach v'yotze bigron kesef shen shi luchom meimach. This is Tanakama's position, that somebody who flees, certainly you haven't sent them away, and somebody who leaves bigron kesef, you haven't sent him away, he's kind of bought his way out. I agree with you about somebody who flees. You haven't sent him away. But somebody leaves with Giron Kesef, you really have sent him away. Notice he paid his way and you let him go. Now, parenthetically, why would you even think that a Boreach could get Hanukkah? He still has to make up the years he missed. How do I know that a boreach, somebody who runs away, has to come and make up the years he missed and can't turn around and say, oh, it was 6 years since I was sold, that's it. Talmud lomar sheish shanim yavod. Therefore it says he has to work for 6 years. Yachol afilu chala. I might think this is true even if he got sick. Talmud lomar bashvit yetzei, that he goes free in the seventh year. Right? In any case, meaning even if he didn't work all six. So what are we talking about here where we say a boreach doesn't get Hanukkah? He ran away, and then Yovel hit. Since Yovel came in any case, now at that point, he's sent away from you. We shouldn't be kones him. We shouldn't find him, and we should give him the gifts. Kamash Milan, that since he left, and he still owes you time, you don't give him Hanukkah. Parenthetically, we just said that even if an Eved Ivri is sick, I might think, and therefore misses some time, I might think he has to make it up. It says in the seventh year he goes, in any case. What if you're sick all 6 years and didn't work out a minute? If he was sick for three and worked for three, he doesn't have to make it up. But if he was sick all six, then he does have to make it up. We're saying, when does he not have to make it up, even if he's sick the whole time? If the whole time he's sick, but he has some minimal work, tailor, whatever kind of work he does, it's simple, he's not totally idle. Now, hagufakasha, parenthetically, in what we just said, there's an internal contradiction. Amarta chalash shalosh v'yavad shalosh and chayav lashlim. You just got through saying that if he was sick three and worked three, he doesn't have to make it up. What's the implication? Ha'arba chayav lashlim. If he was sick four, he does have to make it up. Eimaseifa, look at the end. Chalak kol sheish chayav lashlim. If he was sick all six, he does have to make it up. Hadal and chayav lashlim. So anything less than six, he doesn't have to make up. So which is it? So hachi kamar, the answer is this is what it means. And we've seen a similar treatment of a braita earlier. Chala dalid nasa kemisha chala kol sheish v'chayav lashlim. If he was sick three and worked three, then he doesn't have to make it up. If he was sick four, meaning anything more than three, then it's as if he was sick all six, and then therefore he has to make it up. If you recall, that was the first answer to the problem with the bright of Natan hu v'yamar hu, Natan hi v'yamrahi. Okay, in any case, we will pause at this point and pick it up near Tashem in the next podcast and look at the sugya of Ha'anaka and go further into the various kinyanim of Eved Ivri and various issues surrounding the Eved Ivri and the Am Ivriya and their methods of liberation. Everyone should have a wonderful day.